First of all, check a trade reaction.
We won, we're through. yeah, listen, like anything, you want a home draw. But and we won't know, obviously, until that game plays, if it's an under-21 side or in Leicester or if it's Cheltenham. Come back and had a look at the teams we could have got, and you look at, you know, could have been Brighton or Yeovil or Swansea or Southampton, so there could have been worse travels. But I don't know why it's not regionalised. I know a long time ago it regionalised until maybe the semi-final. It used to have a northern final, but now the I wasn't too sure today if that was how it was going to go, but it is what it is, and once we get there we'll approach it and do our best to get through.
Any preference who you fancy?
I don't. I think Leicester's nearer, isn't it? But I've said before, you know, playing an under-21 side, you can't really do a lot of homework on them. So I'm honestly, somebody will go to the game, but I'm not. I've no preference, if I'm honest.
Big game at the weekend against Charlton. You'll be hoping you've been working on certain things after the Swindon defeat.
Well, no, I've got to say, Coventry's had a blank weekend there. The lads have worked really hard. I mean, some of them mentioned it'd been like a mini pre-season, but we've got to keep on top of the fitness levels. But also in that, they've done some really good football, and you know, the quality that I keep saying that is in the group, you know, has shone through again. We're fortunate we've only got Billy Clark on the injury list. So, yeah, we're all looking forward to it, but again, it's... We say this, every team that comes to our ground will give us challenges, but it's about what we can do. You only have to look at Charlton's. I think they've only lost one in the last 10. The last away game, we scored 5 at Bristol Rovers, beat Scunny in the Cup. The only time I've seen them live this season was away in the league at Scunthorpe, and Charlton, unfortunately, should have won the game. And that's, you know, Scunthorpe United, who've not been beat at home. So they've certainly got the players capable, the squad capable. I don't think there's a doubt they've underachieved up to now. They should be probably top six. And maybe we'll get there come the end of the season. Obviously, new manager gone in, Carl Robinson. He'll have his own ways he wants to play. And maybe we'll see a lot of changes maybe in the window. But, you know, the boy McGuinness up front, we were interested in him. As soon as Charlton came in, the blows out of the water, so we couldn't compete there. We've got the boy George who scored goals, Novak. But they've also got, you know, a couple of really bright youngsters, so we know their strengths, and they are a good side on the day. But we're a good side on the day, so we've got to make sure most of our players are on top of the game and ready for it.
Do you be mindful as well of the fact it's a lot of new manager syndrome? Carroll come in, his first proper game in charge of them.
Yeah, well, I watched their game on tape in the FA Cup game against Charlton, against MK Dons last week. Should I say MK Dons played really well first half, but Charlton did come back into it and shown a lot of strength. And, you know, I think he's had all week to work with them this week. They've had no, you know, checker trade game, so he'll have been working on training ground with them. Whether he comes up with something new, a different formation, one that he likes, is a possibility. So, as I say, we're always aware of the opposition, but we're at home. We've got to focus on ourselves, and if we can get majority of our team playing at the top of the game, we're a match for anyone.
In January approaching, Stuart, have you identified any sort of areas of the team you'd like to strengthen come that month?
We're always discussing. I won't say we're always having a look at certain things, what might happen, what might not happen. So between myself, Kenny, Greg and Eddie, you know, we're always having meetings and who could come available, who we could get over maybe to have a look at. It's never a closed shop. And we'll wait and see. We might have a couple of players that might want to move on if they're not getting enough game time. So we've got to be aware of that as well.
And how's the squad looking? Obviously, good news, Tony came through that game last night as well.
Yeah, fine. I think Mark's a little bit stiff today after, you know, the full 90, but no, all good. Harry's got a little knock on top of his foot, but I don't think it's anything to be too concerned with. And only Billy Clark unavailable.